are to be men of God.
Men's hearts have to be woken up.
As a father, my job is to make sure my children get to heaven.
I think the timing is absolutely right. I think that we're on the verge of an incredible renewal within our church.
Welcome to the King's Men, building up men in the mold of leader, protector, and provider.
I felt a real thirst to want to know about God.
Iron sharpens iron, men sharpen other men.
A part of man's natural calling is to protect society, to uphold the common good, to make a difference.
And now, here is your host, the co-founder and president of the King's Men, Mark Houck.
Good morning. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I am Mark Houck with you here at Holy Spirit Radio in Doylestown, 1570 AM on your dial and 1420 in the Coatesville region. We are live today here in the studio on Friday, April 13th. It's a beautiful spring day. Praise God. Spring, it appears, is officially upon us, even though we've been in the springtime. It's been very cold and windy and snowy, and hopefully that is all past us. But blessed to be here, blessed to share with you the good news of Jesus Christ here on the airwaves of Holy Spirit Radio. We've been doing this since 2006 here at Holy Spirit Radio. What a blessing, what a gift it is. Second and fourth Friday to bring a program to you about authentic masculinity. Today, we will be talking more about masculinity. We'll be talking about a retreat called a Men of Virtue Retreat. My buddy Chaz DeFeo is going to be in the studio with me. And we'll be discussing an upcoming retreat that the Kingsmen are going to be a part of, that Chaz has orchestrated and developed for men at Newman University. We'll be talking about that today on this program. But before we do that, I want to start the program in prayer and coat this time together. We begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and we thank God for choosing us, His unworthy servants, to serve Him each and every day of our lives in the state and life we find ourselves as fathers, as husbands, as men, as sons, as brothers. We just call upon God's goodness and grace to help us live out our vocation more properly as leaders, protectors, and providers, to grow in what it means to be a man of God, to be a man of virtue. Of course, at the heart of that word is the word man, vir, right? To be more virtuous. Lord, help us to be more virtuous. As we talk about growing in virtue today on this program, help us this day, if we've received your body at Holy Mass, to live the Mass, as Augustine prayed when he would raise the Lord's body at Mass. See who you are. Be who you are. And we are the body of Christ. Help us to be that more perfectly today, Lord, to be transformed by your body and blood. And we just ask this through your intercession, Lord, as you are ever interceding for each one of us, each and every day of our lives. Amen. So, the King's Men is on the move, and I have Brother Chaz DeFeo in the studio today. He's going to be joining me. We're going to be talking about a Men of Virtue retreat after our first break. Before we do that, let's talk about the King's Men upcoming programs that we have and past programs. We had our 14th Samson Healing Retreat, which took place at Hamilton, New Jersey, March 15th to the 18th, and it was a blessed time, a holy time, as always, on the mountain there at the Discovery House in Hamilton. And what a great experience that was for the men who attended. Every one of these retreats takes on a different theme, and it was no different at this particular retreat. Father Jim Hutchins was our chaplain again. We awarded him the John Stanton Memorial Award, which is given out annually to a man who upholds the dignity of all human life. So to Father Jim, we honored him for all his great pro-life witness that he has been as a priest, all the work that he's done there. We honored him as one of our own. We honored him with the John Stanton Memorial Award. So that was great. We did that. We started our retreat with that particular award, and then we continued on that healing journey for the men, and it was just an anointed time. So the next one will be November 8th through the 11th. So if you missed it or you thought maybe you'd like to attend, but there's going to be another opportunity, November 8th through the 11th. You can go to get more information at www.samsonretreat.com. That's where our healing retreat is warehoused, and you can learn more about it there. We will be doing our Into the Wild retreats. We got Another one in about 48 days will be at Sholo, Arizona. We got some new activities we're introducing in Sholo. Sholo is the getaway for people in the valley, in the Valley of Phoenix in Arizona. They got drive about 3.5 hours northeast, and you're in the cool white mountains where it goes to about in the lower 80s and gets down to the lower 40s, right in the heart of the summer. We'll be there May 31st through June 3rd, and we are introducing a brand new activity at this particular end of the wild. We're going to be doing a mountain bike geocache competition. We're going to be getting everybody on mountain bikes on the Friday leader day, and we're going to be going as teams and groups, leading one another in teams in a competition to find different themes that pertain to the leader. And we're going to be doing this in the cool white mountains on these cool mountain bike trails. And we're going to do that as our leader day. Ordinarily, we do the orienteering activity on the leader day. But on this particular leader day, we're going to be introducing a brand new activity. So it's pretty exciting. I'm really looking forward to that. We have the Franciscan Friars of the Holy Spirit with us again. Father Joseph Francis will be with us as chaplain. He's going to have two or three novices with us. It's always a blessing to have the Franciscan Friars of the Holy Spirit with us. We'll be dealing with deliverance and healing as part of their charism. It's always beautiful. We will be doing a self-defense class, which will be new to the Arizona retreat, not new to End of the Wild. We started introducing that back in 2016 at our Texas Mejia retreat. So this next retreat, May 31st to the 3rd, would require a bit of travel if you're here on the East Coast to come out, but I highly encourage you to consider it. We will make it happen. Go to intothewildweekend.com. We'll help you any way we can. We usually get about 60, 70 guys at this private ranch. And it's just beautiful time with men. And Bishop Olmsted, it's not his diocese, but he's very supportive. And Bishop Wall, there was rumor that he would come out to this retreat. I don't think his health is going to allow for it this time. But you never know. We might have Bishop Joe Wall with us there in the Diocese of Gallup, which is the poorest diocese in the country. The priests that serve in this diocese make $800 a month. That's their stipend. It's the poorest diocese in the country. So we'll be out there where St. Catherine of Drexel did a lot of her ministering. And the Franciscan Friars of the Holy Spirit actually are, their particular reservation was started by St. Catherine Drexel. So very much tied to our beloved saint here in Philadelphia, who was just moved back to the cathedral in Philadelphia. And my brother-in-law was responsible for the exhumation of her tomb to bring back to the cathedral. I thought that was really special, really special. So intothewildweekend.com. Again, we will do another one. We'll be in Mount Rushmore in the Diocese of Rapid City in Camp Bob Marshall. We will be in Custer State Park in September 13th to the 16th. That's a brand new location. We'd love for you to consider that invitation. A little closer than Arizona, still pretty far. But that's going to be exceptional. We're going to be doing not rappelling, but we're going to be doing mountain climbing, which is going to be intense and awesome. And another new, brand new experience at End of the Wild on the Leader Day as well. So check that out. More information there. You can certainly go to thekingsmen.org. We have small men's groups all around the country. I'll be visiting our brothers up in Albany at the end of this month, visiting our three men's groups up there. Check it out wherever you are. If you're getting this on the web, we have usually a men's group not far from you. We have a group in Switzerland. We've actually got a second group starting in Switzerland, which is awesome. We're all over the country. We're in 50 particular, well, we have 50 particular groups, about 30, 32 dioceses we're working in around the country. So here locally, of course, here in the Quakertown area, we have a group meets on the second and fourth Friday of the month. We'd love for you to learn more. So visit thekingsmen.org. Learn more. Give me an email, mark@thekingsmen.org. I'm happy to get you connected with any of these particular groups and learn more about a group or how you could start one. We're starting one in Lexington, Kentucky soon. We just started one in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we're always open for more interest. I was on the phone with the Diocese of St. Paul, Minnesota, Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minnesota. And they're super excited about maybe bringing a workshop to their diocese this coming year. They invited me to their March 23rd, 2019 Catholic Men's Conference. So good things happening there in that diocese. We have Jeff Cavins in that diocese, and Kingsman brother Matt Kristoff there doing good things with the new evangelization project. So we are going to go to our first break here in a moment. So when we come back, I want to talk with my buddy Chaz DeFeo, who drove in from Delaware County today. He's a Cardinal O'Hara grad, Ursinus College football alum. Going to be talking about a Men of Virtue retreat, which is exciting, coming up here in June in this diocese. We'll spend the whole program with Chaz, and we'll talk about how you can get more information about that retreat. It's an overnight, a one day overnight, and a day and a half, 2 days. Very reasonably priced. Would love for you to come out, bring your sons, fathers and sons. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to spend the whole program talking about it. So we come back, we'll get into that further. Also want to draw your attention to all the good things that are happening in this diocese. We have exciting things that Chaz and I can mention here on this program when we come back. But a lot of good things happening in this diocese. I encourage you to visit CatholicPhilly.com, right? CatholicPhilly.com if you want to learn more about the Formed program, the Rise Up Men program. Good stuff happening on the pro-life movement. I was with Tom Stevens at the Pro-Life Union discussing different programs that the union's going to get involved in this year. We have the Humani Vitae 50th anniversary. There's going to be a conference, Chaz and I will talk about, coming up in May, that we want to celebrate 50 years of Humani Vitae, the groundbreaking prophetic encyclical by Blessed Pope Paul VI, which we'll talk about a little bit on the program here with Chaz, promote that a little bit. But the pro-life movement is on the march. We are doing great things. We have a sidewalk counseling video that is going to be a way to teach people how to do sidewalk counseling. The union, I'm going to be a part of the development of that. 40 Days for Life has ended, but we continue to offer invitations on a weekly basis to go out and pray and witness in front of the abortion mills. So check all that out. You can go to the Pro-Life Union website and you can learn more. There's always opportunities to serve through the pro-life movement. So we're going to go to our second, our first break, and we'll talk about this Men of Virtue retreat. Can we pull Chaz up onto the air before we go to this break? Which one would be on? Are you on? Chaz, step in here for a second.
I'm here,
so
Mark.
So, Chaz DeFeo, welcome to the program. Before we have, how much time before our first break?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. So, Chaz, I thought we were going to break soon. That's so my apologies. Hard break at 20 after, right? Hard break at 20 after. Chaz, let's bring you up on the airwaves. Welcome to the program. You've been here before?
I have been here before, Mark, one time.
Were you on my program?
It was the Kingsmen segment.
All right, good. Yes. I'm sorry, I don't remember. So welcome back. Chaz, you had some traffic on the way in from Delaware County.
It wasn't too bad, actually, Mark. It's good to be with you, and it was a great ride, a country ride, and the weather's beautiful.
It is.
And when you come here and you pass, right before I get here, you pass the shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa.
Of course.
With the golden statue of Our Blessed Mother. It's
sure.
Just, it's awesome. So it's great to be with you today.
Tell us, what our appetite, before we go to break, for a Men of Virtue retreat. Tell us what it is, the inspiration behind it. When we come back, we'll dig into all the details with it.
Thank you, Mark. I'm very excited to talk about upcoming Men of Virtue retreat, which will be the first of its kind in the Philadelphia area at Newman University, June 23rd and 24th. The inspiration for this, Mark, actually came from the Kingsmen retreats, both the End of the Wild and the Sansom retreat, although it's totally different. There's going to be a sports and spirituality type of feel to this, and it's going to be 25-hour retreat, I call it. So, you know, people don't have to work, you know, 2, 3, 4 nights is not bad, but some people don't want to spend that.
Right.
And, of course, it's very affordable. So hopefully, you know, we can
talk more
about
that. Yeah, we'll dive deep into
it.
It's going to have a sports and spirituality theme, as you mentioned. And, it's for fathers and sons, and it doesn't have to be fathers and sons, right? Any man is welcome. What's the ages?
Well, I would say 13 and up. It's really geared towards men, but I would love fathers to bring their sons.
Older sons, right?
Yes, 13 and up. And, Mark, if I can, also, the priest there will be our friend, Father Hutchins, will be one of the priests.
Nice.
And Father Tom Harron. And the reason, one of our patron saints is servant of God, Father Bill Atkinson, who's local, Delaware County, spent 40 years at Monsignor Bonner High School. Mm. And Father Tom Harron knew him personally.
So, yeah.
And I knew Father Tom from our past parish. And you, Mark, and another Kingsman, Dr. Anton Raimundo,
yes,
will be the featured speakers.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great retreat.
We're going to be talking about virtue. So we'll be jabbing about fortitude. We'll get into that. And Dr. Anton's just a wealth of knowledge with his evangelization gifts. So that's great. I'm excited for it. We're going to talk about the rhythm of it, the schedule, how people can register if they want. You know, what's the goal behind it? All these things we'll dive more deeply in after this first break. But I'm excited to have you here. What's the website, if anyone can't say for us, for them to find more information about the Men of Virtue?
It's walkbyfaithtolive.com. Walkbyfaithtolive.com. And then there's a menu. You just click on the menu, and it says right there, Men of Virtue Retreat.
Right.
And you click, and all the information and details are there.
Chaz, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some of your blogging and some of your work that you've done in evangelization before we tee up you and your developments of this retreat. So when we come back, we'll learn more about Walk by Faith to Live as well, which is where you need to go if you can't stay this whole program to learn more about this Men of Virtue retreat. Reasonably priced, under $100. How many meals they get?
Three meals.
So we'll
have lunch and dinner on Saturday and breakfast on Sunday. And we'll have snacks, send them away with. It's going to be good, hard-hitting, fast-moving.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit will be hopefully outpouring His grace on us, Mark.
Make a little time for the Lord, men. You know, come on out. Bring your older sons above 13. Grandfathers, bring your adult sons. You know, it's a great time of bonding for us as men. We'll get into how many men can come and all that stuff and how much capacity we have. But that's a good problem to have if our number's a little too high, right? That's a good problem to have.
By design, it's going to be a smaller, intimate retreat, so men might like that. It's not going to be overwhelming.
How many guys to
be
helping for?
About 50, say.
50 guys, okay.
We're going to sleep in the dorms at Newman, but also the ladies encourage your men to come to this, your husbands, your sons, your fathers.
Right. So Walk by Faith to Live. We'll get back. We're going to be talking about an exciting new Men of Virtue retreat, which is being brought to you. The Kingsmen are part of it. Chaz has invited me into it. But Chaz is really the brains behind it and the driver for it. So when we come back, if you have any questions, certainly you always can call in. And the station numbers are 215-345-1570. If you have a question for Chaz, or you'd like to talk about this retreat, or, you know, why should he even come on a retreat? We'll get into that on the break. And why is a retreat important? Then we just have Lent. Why do I need to go on a retreat? I just had Lent, Frank. What's the deal? Like, I mean, I'm holy as it is, right? I mean, I don't need more time with the Lord, right? How dumb a statement is that? Can we ever exhaust the Lord's gifts to us? But we think that, don't we? So here we are in the Easter time, and we're in feast time. We're not in fast time, but we can always sacrifice. We can always make time for the Lord and to set aside time, even if it's a week after Easter, even if it's a week after Lent, planning for such. We're talking about June. We'll be at Newman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers & Zims. Summers & Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers & Zims' telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
A prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, O Spirit of God, and make within us your dwelling place and home. May our darkness be dispelled by your light, and our troubles calmed by your peace. May all evils be redeemed by your love, all pain transformed through the suffering of Christ, and all dying glorified by his risen life. Amen.
Welcome back. Here we are having a good time at Holy Spirit Radio. Mark Houck, your host today. The Kingsmen Radio program talking about the Men of Virtue Retreat, a brand new offering. We love at the Kingsmen Radio program to talk about exciting things happening for men in this archdiocese. Let's be honest, the Kingsmen don't have a monopoly on men's ministry. I've worked with a lot of amazing men, none better than Chaz DeFeo, who's here today with me in the studio. Chaz, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, kids, all of the above.
Well, thank you, Mark. I grew up, you know, in the area, Delaware County, actually. I went to Holy Cross Grade School in Springfield, Cardinal O'Hara High School, and Ursinus College. I'm married, 5 children, although one came to me by way of, I became my nephew's legal guardian.
Oh, wow.
So I call him, that's right. And, you know, I just always practiced the faith and loved the faith and realized it was handed down from my father. And then my older brother and my uncle were great mentors in the faith. So I was blessed. I had great men. And we talk about this a lot as the King's men. I did have great men leading and sharing in the faith.
Right.
So it was just kind of a natural progression for me. But, you know, hey, look, there's struggles, there's sin, there's temptations, always abound. And as you said, we can never get enough of the Lord. We can never get enough of the sacraments, enough of the grace.
Right.
You know, you don't turn it off. You just keep going. So I just been drawn deeper and deeper. And then met you. I mean, we started our own men's group at St. Pius X in Broomall before we actually met the King's men. I think it was a few months actually before. So maybe that was divine, you know, intervention. And then a group of us, another great King's men, Joe LaPera, a really good friend of mine, really led me to you and the King's men. And we went to see you speak at Newman University.
Right.
It was about 10 years ago, I think.
Yeah,
Mark.
It was like 2009 or
okay.
8. No, 2008.
Okay.
2008, Chaz.
Yes.
Right.
And
10 years ago.
So you and some other speakers were there. It was a guy.
Bishop Joseph McFadden was there.
Yeah.
The late Bishop Joseph McFadden.
And a guy from EWTN, Danny Abramowitz, and another pro ball player from the Giants, Godfrey, I think.
Chris
but anyway,
Godfrey, right.
It was very inspirational. And actually, it was Joe. This is how the Lord uses us, right? Joe kind of started entering in with the King's Men retreats.
He did.
I hadn't. And then Joe just kept, like, pushing me. And then I went. 2011 was the first retreat.
Hickory Run.
Yeah, brought my nephew actually to that. And
right.
Then it just kept going. You know, the Lord just keeps drawing us in. It takes time. You know,
right.
There's patience involved. There's, but he never stops working on us. So I just kept getting drawn into this. And it led to kind of where we are now. I'm also, Mark, and this is very important, instrumental, in all the things I do, King's Men, Knights of Columbus, anything else, I'm a lay Dominican, which used to be called Third Order, and I take that very seriously. It's a vocation like fatherhood and marriage is, or priesthood. So we're called to start our own apostolate, go out into the world, we study, we preach. Actions speak louder than words, no doubt. So all this has been working on me over the last 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And it's led up to this. I felt like, honestly, I was inspired by the Holy Spirit. I just wrote this retreat in, like, really a matter of minutes. It was less than an hour about 6 months ago. But if I hadn't been on the End of the Wild retreats by the King's Men,
right,
and the Sansom
right.
retreats and other retreats, it couldn't have happened.
Sure.
So I wrote it. Actually, you know, you're one of my mentors. I spoke to you. I mentioned, you know, the priest and my friend Deacon Fran Phillips will be the deacon there. He's our deacon at St. Pius X. I mentioned Father Hutchins, Father Heron, you, our friend Dr. Anton Raimundo. So, but I've got great, Mark. I'm so blessed that the Archdiocese of Philadelphia has supported,
sure.
encouraged, and helped this. Father Steve DeLacy, who runs the vocations,
sure.
gave me guidance. Steve Boza, who's the director of Marriage, Family, and
right.
Life. So this is personally, maybe it's just for me. It's been an outpouring of grace,
sure.
and love and encouragement for me. And if we have 20, 30, 50 men come to this,
right.
I honestly think they're going to be so blessed.
What's your
it.
Hope for? What's your ultimate desire for this retreat? Obviously, to bring men closer to Christ. We get that. That's the A answer. But what's your hope?
Well, we're really lay apostles. I mean, apostle means sent. So, Mark, we have to keep encouraging men to go. We have to send them out into the world. Christ does. We don't send them. He uses us. But first of all, I want them to come relax, refresh, in the Spirit, of course, in our sacraments. You know, camaraderie with other brothers in the faith. And learn. I mean, they learned. I mean, I've learned so much from you and
right.
Dr. Anton.
Right.
That's why you're the speakers and
right.
the priest I mentioned and the others. So we're going to learn together. We're going to study together. We're going to listen together. But virtue, Mark, what's bothered me over the last couple of years especially, I run to people all the time and they say, just be a good person. They say, oh, I don't go to church, but I believe in God. Just be a good person. So I started to meditate and contemplate and pray on this. And you know what? That's not enough. It's not good enough. We're all called to be men and women of virtue.
Right.
And it's in the catechism. It's highest moral excellence.
Right.
I mean, Christ is the ultimate example, but one of the patron saints is Saint Joseph, his foster father.
Sure.
What a man of virtue. Never even spoke. No recorded words in the Bible.
Right.
So this word of virtue, you know, we're not going to have time to get all into that. We're going to get into it at the retreat.
Sure.
And you're going to be talking about it. But people don't even know what it means. And,
right.
And I, honestly, I'm still learning and growing in virtue, and I'll never stop.
Right.
And I don't want to.
Right.
So we want to encourage the men to understand what virtue is, at least get started on the journey, and when they leave this retreat, to go start a small Kingsmen Faith Formation weekly group meeting,
or
whatever
the Lord
puts on their heart, but something like that.
Right.
Or join one.
Join
they
one.
Might have one in their parish already.
Right.
But we'll equip them with the tools, you know, for
right.
that. And that, like you said, whatever their comfort level is, whatever they feel called to do, but they got to do something. We all got to do something
right.
in the fight, no matter how little, how big, or even just praying.
Right. Take the next step in your journey as a man. You know, this might be for some. You know, it might involve, like you said, joining an existing group and lending your gifts and your talents to that group, or stepping out like you have, Chaz, and starting your own blog and just putting it out there, putting your faith out there, and like really, you know, just to share in the love of Jesus that you have with the world. And it's easily done in the sense of the social media. Like you can really. You can really just put yourself out there, can't you? I mean, you don't have to be anybody of name, of clout. You just you just throw it out there, you know? Hey, I love Jesus. Carson
yes.
Wentz, I love Jesus, you know? Like
you don't need a master's in theology.
Right.
Right. You just have to have the faith, the zeal, the drive. But you do need you need a band of brothers, and that's
sure.
what the Kingsmen is.
Sure.
Or you need a group,
sure.
you know? And you need a priest. You should have spiritual director.
Sure.
Spend time in Eucharistic adoration, all the sacraments. But Mark, you know, the Kingsmen has been so instrumental in my journey. And there's people, I'm sure you talk about this on your show, but think about the Kingsmen. We have retreats. We have weekly formation group. You know, out of the kindness of your heart, or maybe God instructed you without even knowing, you've drawn me into some of the programs of the Kingsmen, like the Masculine Genius Institute, where I've learned so much.
Right.
And other things. So besides the retreats and the weekly formation groups, and it's just been such a blessing in my life, I just want to share that. I have to share that
sure.
with others. I'm called
to proclaim it. Yeah, I mean,
proclaim the faith.
Absolutely, and you do a good job of that, Chaz. I mean, you just it emanates from you, your love of Jesus and the joy that you have, and that's the most convicting more than anything. But giving men permission to be apostles, to be disciples, it's not just for priests, Chaz, right? It's
Amen.
It's for the lay faithful to share the good news of Christ. You know, that's what the Kingsmen's all about, encouraging men to be leaders, protectors, and providers, not just in the home. First and foremost there, but in the community, in your parish.
Yes.
Not be afraid, right?
Yes, and I think today a lot of people, and I know a lot of good men are taking care of their families, being good fathers and husbands, but they don't feel like they need to do more. And we do, because it's a broken world and there's so many split up homes and things like that. But we just got to keep moving forward in this. The Kingsmen is just... It's meant so much to me. I mean, and other men have told me that. At a retreat, they'll come up and they'll say, you know, thanks for saying what you did, or really that, you know, that helped me, or
right.
I didn't know you were going through this, or something
right.
like that. So it's about accompaniment. And also, by what you just brought up a good point. Mark, I encourage everybody, from the documents of Vatican II, it's called Lumen Gentium, and it's you don't have to read the whole document. Chapters 4 and 5. 4 is the laity. 5 is the universal call to holiness. It's
right.
10 pages.
Right.
It's about it's bigger. It's not just the priest and the clergy. We are through all time. People think, you know, today, you know, laity have to step up more. They always did. St. Catherine of Siena, who's a great saint in the Dominican order, she wasn't a nun.
Right.
She was third order. So God's counting on us, and we love to do it, but
right.
if you just read those 10 pages from Lumen Gentium, Chapter 4, Laity, and Chapter 5, Universal Call to Holiness, that changed me.
Well, the latest exhortation by Pope
yes.
Francis deals with all this, and living a godly and holy life in this world today, you know, it's echoing all of these themes, you know, that St. John Paul II spoke about as the Lumen Gentium, the Vatican II documents, and of course, John Paul was part of that, and Paul VI, and of course, John the 23rd. You know, we have all these men that have shared this over the years, and of course, we know that Peter was, you know, a married man, you know, and you know, Francis, he was a deacon, he wasn't a priest, and we have Catherine of Siena, and we have all these lay holy people, St. Gianna Bretamola, Pier Giorgio Frassati. I mean, we're all called to witness to the love of Jesus Christ, and given our state in life.
Mark, let me add, first of all, my chosen name in the Dominican order is Pier Giorgio, after Pier Giorgio Frassati. He really, when I read his story, I'm like, wow. And he's a pretty recent saint, died like about 100 years
yeah.
ago or so.
Yeah.
But the most recent, you're right. I believe Pope Francis just put out Gaudete et Exultate. People are going to be talking about different things. I don't want to lie. I haven't read the whole thing from beginning to end, but paragraphs. I want to be positive. I focus on the positive,
sure.
Mark. Paragraphs 129 to 139 in that most recent document are about boldness in proclaiming the faith. Now, you know me, for all of us, now you know me well, Mark, so that right away I had to go right to that because I have the zeal, and I pray that others do, but Mother Angelica, who was another, I want to believe, great saint, EWTN, she founded it. I'll never forget this, Mark. She said, I never met her personally, but I heard her on a show say, boldness should be the 11th commandment. And I like
thou shalt
say,
be bold, right?
I like to say holy boldness. So sure. We're called. Pope Francis is calling us. Pope John Paul II, man, he probably started, with new evangelization and everything. And Pope, sure. Right here, Pope Benedict is the 16th. So they all are, and we have to. And we need each other to lean on.
Absolutely. So this retreat, this Men of Virtue retreat is designed to get men excited about their faith, but to build them up as men, to get them encouraged, to walk away enthused, to embrace their gifting as a man, to see in their great gifting as a man all these wonderful potentials to exercise their talents that they've God-given for the greater and glory and honor of God. And so this retreat, let's give out the website once again. If you want to go to walkbyfaithtolive.com, that's Chaz's personal website, you're going to see the Men of Virtue Retreat flyer. How much does it cost to attend this retreat?
It's $99,
oh,
Mark.
That's a steal.
Thank you. It's a good value. But we're going to be seeing snippets throughout the 25 hours, Mark. We're going to be showing short videos and a little longer video on Saturday night. But, there's some great things. And for instance, I just saw a video on Tim Tebow. He's not Catholic, but he's a great Christian man.
Sure he is.
And this video, when he talks about John 3:16 and how he used that to evangelize the world through his football career. It's great stuff.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about great Catholic men, the saints I just mentioned, St. Joseph,
sure.
St. Paul the Apostle. I mean, there's so many I could...
Movie out right now with Caviezel, right?
Yes, right. There's so many we could talk about. Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, great holy lay person
Manly
of virtue.
Saints.
Yes, the great Pope John Paul II, or Pope John Paul the Great, I say. And this Father Bill Atkinson,
right.
Servant of God.
And
people may not even know who he was, so we're going to hear a little bit about him. So we're going to have these sports snippets, videos to watch,
sure.
That will inspire, and the focus is virtue,
right.
Okay? And then we're going to do all the sacraments, we're going to eat together, we're going to play a little fun game of softball. Nobody's
right.
going, we just want to move around a little bit like that. We're going to pray the rosary.
We bond as men in sports.
Right, rosary, chaplet. So, again, it's the first of, God willing, many annually.
So June 23rd to the 24th, is that right?
June 23rd to the 24th, Newman University. All the detail, when you go to the website, there's an Eventbrite sign. It's very easy to register.
Sure.
And sign up, Mark. My Facebook page is Chaz DeFeo, Chas DeFeo, DeFeo. Everything is also listed there too. I have all these events, some of the
sure.
other ones you're talking about, like this Humana Vitae conference. So
right.
It's good to go to my Facebook page. You can sign up through there for all these
sure.
things also.
All right. So you bring up virtue, and this is kind of like a lost word on our culture. We throw virtue around pretty loosely. Patience is a virtue. Yeah, indeed it is. But we kind of throw things out there. Virtue is a firm and habitual disposition to do the good. So says the Catechism. A firm and habitual disposition. I mean, these words, we can't just throw them around loosely. You said it well as a Catechism. This striving for excellence in the faith. Those that are saints live virtuous lives. So a firm and habitual disposition to do the good. And that just does not mean be good, the good. We're talking about living a Christ-like life. We're talking about being more loving. We're talking about being more understanding, more compassionate, more bold in our walk with the Lord, So when we dive into virtue, and I know that's your goal, I'm going to be speaking on the virtue of fortitude at this retreat.
Correct.
That's kind of a lost, fortitude. We don't really understand what that means, but the Catechism's pretty darn clear. You look up fortitude in the Catechism, we're talking about laying down our life for a cause mm-hmm. greater than ourselves. That's at the true heart of virtue, of fortitude, is to lay ourselves down each and every day. What does Jesus say? No greater love has a man than this, and to lay his life down for his friends. So when we're talking about this, how do we do this on a daily basis? We're going to get into the practicality of all that. And we got a three-minute warning. Look, we're getting back in a rhythm, Frank and I. We're getting in a fluidity here, Chaz, that we understand when our breaks are coming and they're hard breaks. So talk a little bit about virtue before we go to break.
Well, Mark, you just said it. The key is, though, it's Christ has to be at the center. I'm hearing a lot today, you know, people like be good and meditate. People like meditation and yoga and all this stuff. But like that could really—
Wait, there's something wrong with yoga?
Well,
you have a problem with yoga?
Yeah, I have a big problem with it. It could lead you down.
Whoa, wait, that's a whole other show.
Absolutely. If Christ is at the center, then it's good. Exercise, health, there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure, sure.
But we got to be more Christ-centered.
Wait a second. I can't be Catholic and practice yoga. That's another show, right? But it's true,
yeah.
Right? When we embrace the cultural, like, kind of, you know, fad or whatever is, you know, of the day, right? We can lose a perspective on what we're called to, and we can also see that, you know, there's evil in the world that is disguised.
Yes, as good.
And our will can only do and perceive that which is good. Our will only chooses to do the good. Even when it's sinful, the will is perceiving it as a good. So we could sit here and say yoga is good because it helps my body. It helps me think clearly and all this. But the will is not formed well, right? Because we know that through yoga, we are doing things that are evil, right? Not that the person's evil, but we are praying and worshiping to false gods, right?
People don't know that.
They don't know that.
They don't realize this.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
Look, and another thing too, Mark, people will say, well, I can't be like Jesus. That's too, that overwhelms me. But we have to. But look at the, I know, me too. But look at Mary and Joseph. And maybe they're overwhelming too, but they were humans. They were created, not begotten like Christ.
Right.
They exemplify the virtue, all the virtues.
Right.
So, you know, they're great models for us.
And we're going to dive into those. I love how you're bringing in the prayer of Georgios Martin Depores. You know, I mean, never was a priest. He was just a janitor.
That's right.
Serving the brothers.
Teresa Lisieux's a great example. I don't think she ever left her bed or the convent.
Well, she was 9 years.
She's a doctor
of
the church.
From 15 to 24, 9 years. I was talking to the boys today in my virtue class. And I was saying, look, she changed the world and no one ever saw her or knew her. And she changed the world with love,
Amen.
Small sacrifices done in great love. That's a virtue. That's a virtue. So we're going to get into that. We'll talk more about this Men of Virtue Retreat. If you can't stick with us the whole program, I am Mark Houck today in the studios live, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, with Chaz DeFeo, my friend and Kingsmen brother, talking about this Men of Virtue Retreat coming to Newman University, June 23rd to the 24th. I get that right?
Yes.
Go visit walkbyfaithtolive.com. If you want to see the flyer, Walk by Faith to Live, you can register. $99, three meals. We'll be right back.
Teresa Peterson is bringing her faithful tour to St. Ignatius of Antioch in Yardley, Pennsylvania. This concert will be held at St. Ignatius on April 20th at 7:30 p.m. Teresa is a local Catholic music artist who's been featured on EWTN's Life on the Rock, as well as numerous other shows, including Holy Spirit Radio Zone, Spirit in the Morning. Faithful is Teresa's latest album. Her other albums are Freely Fully and Say Something. Holy Spirit Radio will cover the cost of the concert, so it is being offered to the public for a goodwill offering, with proceeds benefiting the St. Ignatius Youth Group and Catholic Social Services. This concert will be held at St. Ignatius in Yardley, Pennsylvania on April 20th at 7:30 p.m. You are faithful.
Do you want to have your business get noticed? Do you want to support and evangelize your faith? Underwriting Holy Spirit Radio is a great way to accomplish each of these. Holy Spirit Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit foundation. Join with other faith-filled businesses like yours. Business sponsorships start as low as $300 per month. Learn more at holyspiritradio.org, call us at 215-345-1570, or email frank@holyspiritradio.org.
Welcome back. Talking with my guest today, Chaz DeFeo, Mark Houck, the Kingsmen radio program live. If you just tuned in, we're talking about an exciting new men's retreat that Chaz has developed with the help of the Kingsmen, Men of Virtue Retreat, going to be coming to Newman University June 23rd to 24th. It's for open to all men ages 13 and up. We'll be doing some sports, some spirituality. We'll be talking mostly about virtue and how men can grow in it. We're going to have the sacraments there. We're going to have Sacramental Life of the Church. Father Jim Hutchins will be there. Father Tom Hurren. We're going to have Anton Raimundo giving some witness to his life and his journey as a man. It's an amazing story. Chaz will be there. I will be there talking about the virtue of fortitude. $99, pretty cheap. Go to walkbyfaithtolive.com if you'd like to register. Chaz, tell me why this is important to you. Talk a little bit about your past, your journey as a man. You talked about you're a lay Dominican, but you weren't always a lay Dominican. Where was this conversion in your life or reversion in your life?
Yeah, you know what? First, you just reminded me, Mark. I'm director, facilitator of this retreat, and it's taken me a lot of years, almost 54 here, to understand my role. We can't all be the star. People have to understand. Well, Christ is the star.
Sure.
He's the only star. Jesus Christ, Messiah, right. King, everything. But some people, we have charisms, we have gifts like you have and others, and there's great lay, you know, international and national lay people in the church like Matthew Kelly and Chris Stefanik, and we got to pray for them and more rise up like them and us.
Sure.
So I'm just here to facilitate, direct, and accompany the men on the retreat and bring the people like you and Dr. Anton and the priest and all
sure.
that together.
Sure.
Because I've learned over the years, you know, through the Kingsmen and other things like that. But Mark, I've been a lifelong Catholic. Like I said, I had three great men in my life, my father, my uncle, and my brother in particular, who led me in the faith all the way through the sacraments. And they've all passed on to their eternal reward,
right.
I believe. Okay.
Right.
So now it's my, so I had to carry the torch and I
had
children. Yes. I have children and like you said, family and community. So I want to, gladly, willingly, and joyfully. I wrote a book, Walk by Faith to Live Joyfully, because I'm being called to do all this. But Mark, there's been ups and downs. There's been sin. It hasn't been easy all the time. I've never really been away from the church. Look, I mean, through college and all, did I go to Mass every Sunday? No. Did I maybe, you know, not go to confession for maybe 6 months to a year? You know, yes, but I never was like away for
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff.
You weren't the prodigal son totally rejecting kind of his father's gifts to him. You were still kind of in the church,
yes.
but living a double life at times,
exactly.
right?
Yeah. And in a sense, the prodigal son, because
okay.
I never felt like, what you know, if I was mortal sin especially, that it was okay. Always
right.
knew it was wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always went to confession.
Good conscience formed. Okay.
So that was important, but why not, like St. Augustine says, Lord, make me chaste, but not yet.
Not yet.
So
not
why
yet,
wasn't
Lord.
I, why wasn't I from the age, you know, even, like I had a really whole experience at age 9 on Good Friday, but 2 years later, you know, kind of evil lust and sin popped mm. into my life. And 11 mm. to 12 years old,
wow.
they say, is the age
yeah,
where a lot of this,
average.
Especially with our phones today and
right.
things that can pop up on it.
Sooner.
So then evil and good ran parallel. And
right.
I was tried and I was struggling. I was wrestling like Jacob in the Old Testament. But I wasn't really going deeper or studying or learning to say, I have to stop.
How do I combat this?
How do
right?
I combat
yeah,
this?
Yeah,
and
right.
what's the church really
right.
teaching?
Right.
on everything.
Right.
So I was a cafeteria Catholic yeah. in a sense up to 3 years ago. And it finally culminated when I had a heart experience that culminated in a mild heart attack.
Wow.
And they put a stent in my heart. And that was, Mark, it was like a 4.5 day retreat in that hospital.
Wow.
I had an encounter with our Lord. It was near Easter, towards the end of Lent.
Wow.
But I really had an encounter. This was personal. Nobody saw this. It was a deep interior encounter with our Lord, to the point of a stigmata in miniature.
Mm.
Now, there was no suffering,
yeah.
like, or I don't want to make it anything like that, but he brought me in to his suffering
wow.
with his wounds on his hands and
wow.
on his upper torso in that hospital, because that's what they had to pierce my wrists
mm.
to go in and insert the,
sure.
and I had to hold my hands up in the air in
sure.
post-recovery, because they just for the blood, you know, for
sure.
like a half an hour. So it was, all this was coming, my hands in the air, my torso was all, they had the paddles on me, you know, the
sure.
ready to go with all that. all the needles stuck in and everything, black and blue marks.
Wow.
And I just started to really meditate on our Lord's passion, even though I wasn't suffering anywhere near that.
Of course.
And his call really was, Charles, come follow me. Yeah. I was hearing this. I wasn't seeing lights or visions or anything. And share your faith and love for me. Love them unconditionally. And that's kind of a personal. And I wrote a mission statement for my life 15 years ago, actually, that I pray every day, and it's simply to glorify God in business and life while helping others along the way. Kingsmen has their mission statement. Mark, I encourage everybody out there, sit down right now, pray, and write a short mission statement for your life, pray it every day.
Wow. Yeah, you know, that's great testimonial, Chaz, and really, truly, this deep conversion that God uses through suffering, through your own trauma, which was this heart trauma, literally, that God brought you to intimacy with Him. Mm. And so hopefully none of us have to do that, but sometimes it requires that to shake us up, doesn't it?
You know what? Sadly, it does. I have friends, Mark, are recovering alcoholics, recovering drug addicts, recovering porn addicts, this or that. And you know what? I have the struggles too, okay?
Sure.
But the Lord, you know, has saved me, and I don't now. We're always vulnerable, but, you know, the struggle is not like what it was because of total surrender, which I did 3 years ago.
Sure.
And it's been the greatest, Mark, it's been the greatest joy in my life probably ever, certainly in the last 20 years or so.
That's
just,
awesome.
And I one thing I proclaim is chastity and purity. And I want to be a living example, as St. Paul says that, pour out ourselves as an oblation, transform the renewal of our minds. Our bodies should be living examples. So I'm approaching my mid-50s, but, you know, I know it's harder for the young, but there's what they're being taught, what the culture's throwing at them, the confusion.
Sure.
So I got to live it first.
Yeah.
So then,
yeah,
without even speaking, if I'm living it, I can kind of give it and bring it to the culture. So that's what I'm called. I have no doubt.
It's authentic.
That's what I'm called to do.
Good. Well, I'm so blessed to accompany you and walk with you and share this good news today about this Men of Virtue retreat. I want to put it out again in case you're just tuning us. My guest today at the King's Men Radio Program is Chaz DeFeo, and we're talking about a new men's retreat called Men of Virtue Retreat. We're going to learn about virtue. We're going to try and grow in it together as men and sharpen each other, as that iron sharpening iron proverb would speak to thousands of years ago. And we want to do that at Newman University on June 23rd to the 24th, three full meals. Fathers, come along. Sons, 13 and up. Grandfathers, uncles, grandparents, sons, brothers, we want you there. And we can take up to about 50 guys. We're going to do a little sports and spirituality on this weekend. We're going to have a softball game. We're going to have priests there. We're going to have the sacramental life of the church. We're going to have rosary. We're going to do fun things. We're going to bond above all things. We're going to talk about how we can just take this concept of being a good person and take it to the next level by not only being good, but doing good, and doing it all for the glory and honor of God. And really, that's why we do it, to please our Heavenly Father, to be His beloved sons. Because in truth, that fear of the Lord, I was talking with this, our virtue class at the co-op group down the road at Częstochowa, and I was saying, fear of the Lord is really about wanting to please God just for the sake of pleasing Him, not because we fear His just punishments. But we really just want to please Dad. We want to please Dad. We want Him to smile. We want Him to see in us Himself, when truly we are. We want to see the good that He is manifested through us. And that transcends everything. Chaz, you and I are working on something right now. And before we dive into Humanity Vitae 50 conference at the end of this program, I want to say that there's something that Chaz and I are working on that we want to whet your appetite for today. Something really exciting that not only the King, this is much larger than the Kingsmen, much larger than Walk by Faith to Live. We're going to be developing a program called Fillable, and this is built off the word philo, brotherly love. Fillable. It's going to be February 1st in the city of Brotherly Love, and we're going to make this the largest giving fest that this city has ever seen, and it's all to be to give the glory and honor to God, but to help, to give back, to help the community, to help people in need, to help homeless, to help those moms in crisis, to build up the dignity of women, to strengthen children, to strengthen our community, to transform Philadelphia and ultimately transform the world. We're going to start with Philadelphia. It's called Philiball. Stay tuned. We're going to whet your appetite for it now, but we're going to dive into it more deeply in other programs. Chaz, I got to have you back to talk about it.
Love to, Mark.
But that's about giving. That's about doing virtuous things and giving food, bringing clothing. All going to be happening. Fill a bowl. Check it out. It'll be coming. We'll have a website up. But before we talk about that at a future show, we want to talk about something that is the here and now, which is even before this Men of Virtue Retreat. It's Humani Vitae 50 Conference, Saturday, May 12th. Chaz, I know you're on the committee for this. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, it's very exciting, actually, Mark. We had a conference last year called Fatima at 100 in honor of Our Lady's 100th anniversary, apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima. So now we're coming up on the 50th anniversary of Humani Vitae, the great document by Blessed Paul VI, which was written came out July 25th, 1968, Mark. So we just want to, use that, but we won't really want to go into the. We want to explain not just Catholicism, but why contraception is bad, and that's that. Mark, that's a major battle in the culture, as you know, today, and people, you know, tune you out. But sure, there are good reasons to learn. I just, like a good friend of mine, you know, John Williamson says, "Educate yourself, educate others." If you, natural family planning and NAPRO technology is a beautiful thing. And I'm just kind of studying it, learning myself and going to talks, but it helps. You could probably speak better than anybody on that, but sure, it, in your marriage, I mean, but it helps marriages. The divorce rates, Mark, practically zero for those married couples who practice natural family planning. Sure. So this document, it's about life. It's about marriage. It's about family. We want to bring that into the light, but more so, Mark, we're actually challenging ourselves and others. The whole purpose, we're going to hear some great speakers. Christopher West, is it Marie Eberstadt? Is that her first
name? Eberstadt,
yep, Mary. And our great friend, Dr. Monique Rubereau. But Mark, this is not just to go sit here and hear things and learn. We are going out actually into the parishes and asking the priest to sign a document. We did this 10 years ago for the 40th anniversary of it in support of this. So We want to encourage and challenge our priests and deacons to witness to this, to preach it, and the reasons why the church teaches it.
Well, it is a document that was prophetic. Blessed Paul VI wrote it. It was before its time, but he prophesied that there would be a tremendous rejection of the church's teachings on marriage and the transmission of life, and that truly has come to pass. Abortion, of course, has preceded that. It's a $25 registration. All are welcome to attend. There's no minimum age. As you said, Christopher West will be there, Dr. Monique and Mary Eberstadt. You do need to register to attend this. There's limited seating, I'm sure. Eventually, we're going to have to close the doors. But it's Meehan Center at St. Simon and Jude Parish down in the Chester County area, right?
Right. It's East Goshen Township, Westchester.
Westchester, right. So how you can register, you can click on Reserve Your Seat Now, pay credit card online. You can make a check out to, you can see all that on the website, but you can make checks and send to mail in your registration. But is there a website on there? HPV?
No, HV.
That's human papillomavirus.
HV.
HV50philly.com if you want to register. And, come out and celebrate the 50 years of this groundbreaking document that is, I'd say, controversial in a lot of respects, because not a lot of people embraced what Paul VI prophesied that would happen. Certainly, the contraceptive pill is responsible for many, many evil in this world. It's a fruit of the same evil tree as abortion. We have all that literature out there that it's irrefutable. But come out and hear the church's beautiful teaching on life and love, and how there's a way to, postpone pregnancy without violating the church's teachings and without violating God's law. It's called natural family planning. And NAPRO technology is a science that was developed to help people, because the pill is the answer for a lot of doctors today for a lot of things, and it's bad medicine, as Mike McMonagle would say. It's just plain bad medicine. It's not even medicine. That's the reality of it. And so that conference, again, the date is May 12th, Saturday. Chaz, you're part of the committee. Humanity Vitae 50 Conference. You're part of a lot of things, man. You're like this guy. He's like all over. You're like ISIS. You're everywhere but nowhere.
Oh, man. Please don't say that.
Wow.
I just want to be a Catholic conduit.
Can we get that taken off the airways? Just have that edited. Right? You're everywhere but nowhere. Tell us about all the things else you're involved in, man.
Well, you know, this is too important. If a grandparent out there saying, I don't need to do this because I'm past childbearing years, you do. Because you have children and grandchildren, and we need to educate ourselves and educate others. So this conference is for everybody. We'd love to get the high school kids there, but it's for everybody. Please come. So, I mean, that's really it, Mark. I just love accompanying the Kingsmen and helping them.
Sure.
My own Walk by Faith to Live. You can go to the website, walkbyfaithtolive.com, and see all the stuff I'm doing there.
Cool.
And
thanks for being on the show today. God bless you, everyone. Have a blessed day.